Friday, January 26th, this morning. On Mondays and Fridays, I like to get to the gym before the kids go to school. So I'm in there like 7 o'clock, get done, and then come back and take them, drop them off by 8. And today, once a week, I'm trying to do something to improve my VO2 max. I did an episode on this in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. If you're not sure, certain, VO2 max is just volume of oxygen, basically. How much air can you get in your lungs over an extended period of time before dying? Then it's an amazing predictor of longevity, and there are ways to increase it. One of them is, you know, at least one to two times a week, a super intense, like a HIIT style workout, Tabata style, super intense layback, super intense layback. It's a little more regimented than that. I did like a mediocre version of it today after I dropped them off. And that was going to this flat piece of land about 5 minutes away in the street and doing sprints. And it was like basically, you know, a two-way road right on the water, right on the beach. And, you know, I would sprint one way and then walk across the street and then jog back the other way and then sprint back and then, you know, do that. I think I did it 5 times. And my takeaway is I still, from the bottom of my heart, fucking hate running. Like, hate. The first sprint, I'm like, fuck, this sucks. I'm slow. I'm tired after 4 steps. Not to mention it's 90 degrees, but that's not the problem. The problem is the running part. And then, you know, within an hour, I've got like red annoyance on my inner thighs. I'm sore in my hip flexors. It's just not good. But I might live longer because now I'm going to incorporate this and do something like this once a week. It doesn't have to be sprinting though. This VO2 max thing you can do on the bike, an air bike. You could do it rowing. You could do it on any cardio thing where you're like a couple minutes on, a couple minutes off, a couple minutes on, a couple minutes off is a good way to improve your VO2 max. So this was my first jaunt into this, and I plan to do it at least once a week. Not just the sprinting, because I fucking hate the sprinting, but sprinting is also good for you know, quick twitch muscle fibers. So I guess you know, to be an Adonis as such, you just gotta put yourself through some things that make you uncomfortable. Have a good weekend.